Hello, I'm Claire McCormack with a look at your evening news for Tuesday, December 31st. The merchant vessel Oak Glen is docked on the east side of the Owen Sound Harbor, and it's staying for the winter. It came in around 11 this morning from Port Colborne. It's a 222-meter-long gearless bulk carrier built in 1980. A spokesperson for CSL Ships says it will undergo general maintenance work before it departs in late March to resume service. Its home port is Montreal. It currently operates in the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Seaway. The member of Provincial Parliament for Bruce Gray Owen Sound says healthcare was the top concern among constituents in the region in 2024. Progressive Conservative MPP Rick Byers identified issues associated with hospital hours in Durham and Chesley as the biggest challenge in our community over the past year.
Those issues are those that I hear most about, and that's totally understandable. And we're going to continue to work on redeveloping and supporting the healthcare system.
South Bruce Gray Health Center closed the inpatient unit at the Durham Hospital in June and moved its 10 inpatient beds to other hospitals in Kincardine and Walkerton due to a nursing staff shortage. The hours of operation for emergency care at the Durham Hospital were also reduced. The Chesley Hospital, aside from a brief period in 2022, hasn't had a 24/7 emergency department since 2019. A New Year's Day polar bear dip is set to go tomorrow in Southampton, and it's for a cause. It's an event which sees hundreds of people donate to the Salvation Army and then take a dip in the chilly water of Lake Huron. Co-organizer Jeff Cody says it's a fun event, and it's a good idea to come prepared.
And just wear warm, loose, baggy clothing. Once you get out of the water, you're going to want to put your clothes on fast.
You can find more details on our news website. The polar bear dip is set to happen January 1st at 2 p.m. at the beach by the big Canadian flag on High Street in Southampton. Canadian tennis player Gabriella Dabrowski says she played the past season while she underwent cancer treatment. She revealed today she had two surgeries to treat breast cancer, radiation and endocrine therapy, and early detection helped. She says 2 weeks before she won doubles in the Nottingham Open, she couldn't lift her arm to toss the ball. She went on to play Wimbledon and the Olympics. Dabrowski says she's okay now and she's fully aware of how lucky she is. In sports, in an early afternoon game, the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the New York Islanders 3-1 to close out 2024. The big game is tonight. The Owen Sound Attacks goaltender Carter George and Team Canada face the United States at the 2025 World Junior Hockey Championship in Ottawa. That's underway at 8. Top spot in Group A is on the line. In the OHL, the Attack have the evening off, but will be in action on New Year's Day tomorrow on the road against Colby Barlow and the Oshawa Generals. That's a 2:05 start. You can hear all the action live on Kiev Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. And in the Professional Women's Hockey League, Toronto plays Ottawa tonight. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the REMAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. A chance of rain or wet flurries tonight. We could see about 5 centimeters of snow, 40 kilometer wind gusts, -1, the wind chill -8 overnight. Flurries Wednesday, a risk of snow squalls in the afternoon, 5 centimeters, windy, a high of -1, the wind chill near -9. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.